As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started. Girls Night gang, welcome to the show. One of my favorite influencers of all time, Astrid Wendt, everybody. Welcome to Girls Night. Dude, your house looks so good.
Thanks. Finally, it's like not under construction anymore. So that's nice.
It looks amazing. And can you tell the audio only listeners what you're seeing right now? We did this last podcast. And you called me a chia pet, and I actually did. But today,
this is worse. You look better as a chia pet. You look so much like Tom Sandoval. You look like him. Tom Sandoval's like creepy uncle.
Oh my God. And second of all, like, I think I might be allergic to the glue that I put on prior. So if I start breaking out in hives, let me know. I look like his creepy.
You have to do the creepy grin he did in yesterday's episode.
I don't want to see that ever again. But in honor of today's podcast and releasing my first ever YouTube episode, I decided to dress up as the man behind the cheating scandal around the world, the man himself, Tom Sandoval. And I don't know if this is rock bottom because I didn't even need to go to the mall to like get an outfit. I just like was shopped in Tyler's closet. Like they kind of like have similar styles. And that's
no, I think he has worn that shirt in the season.
I went right into Tyler's closet and I not only found like one shirt that would work, like I found like five. I was like, and then Tyler was like, yeah, don't wear that one or that one. And I'm like, okay, you're like an older sister that I moved away from, but now I'm living with again. Like, he's like, I come back home, I'm going to put it right back in the closet. Like, hello. He's not really a good sharer.
So did he let you take that or did you put it in the bottom of your bag and then change after you left the house?
That 100%.
Because that's my little sister. Little sister used to do. And then I'd see her in the hallway wearing my entire outfit at school. I'm like, this is weird. I drove you to school and this is not what you were wearing this morning.
Okay, I really can't laugh because this mustache is like tight as ever. Okay, I am so excited. You have no idea. I'm like, my brain is only consumed of the podcast, my hoops. I pulled my chest. I told you that. And then like 50% of it is Vanderpump Rules. So
pretty much like Wednesdays, I like gear myself up for the episode. Thursday morning after I drop Augie off at daycare, I like re-put it on while I'm cleaning the kitchen in case I missed anything. Then like Friday, Saturday, I talk to you and everybody else who cares. And then by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm counting back down to Wednesday to get to the next episode. And that's my life right now.
No, but like, I feel like this season, season 10 of Vanderpump has been like on a whole nother level. Like there's no words. You cannot write this type of shit. So it's just, it's only going to happen once. So might as well like
You're watching it with like all the information. So there's things you would have never even like, it wouldn't have clicked in your brain, but now we're watching this knowing this stuff and it's just it's mind boggling. Like I feel like I'm on drugs every time I watch it. I'm like, this is not okay.
I feel like I have a vagina bush on my chin. Tom Sandoval doesn't really have.
I don't think he has lower facial hair.
I think I was looking at the pictures of him and in the band, and then I was just like, he had a little scruff and this was the best that I could find. But I don't know if this is actual vagina bush, but maybe I can like put it on my vagina later and then like record Tyler's reaction. Yeah. Oh, my God. How did you know? But like side note, how the fuck are you? I always forget that you're like with a child. Well, another one on the way.
And pregnant again. Me too. I like just this week started realizing that I'm pregnant because I'm starting the show. And if I like roll over in my sleep, my belly is like, I'm like, oh, there's a baby in there. Like, I can't sleep on my belly anymore.
But you are glowing and you are an actual, I think you're pregnant sometimes because you're very chill. You're a very chill pregnant woman. Even with Augie, I feel like when you were pregnant with Augie.
Yeah, Kevin would probably disagree, but, you know, if he didn't breathe so annoyingly, I would be chill towards him too.
Kevin is the sweetest man. And I feel like Tyler and him are very similar in the way where they're like kind of like they're nice guys, you know? So, and we on the other hand, are nice with a tad bit of psycho. So
I have some bitchy in me, and I feel like I've gotten significantly less bitchier since meeting Kevin. Because yes. He's like, no.
Yeah. Okay.
We're nice in Canada. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah. Maybe it's Canada. That. Maybe Canada did this to you and not the pregnancy. Because when we went to your bachelorette party, I am the worst texter. I put all group chats on do not disturb. So I had no idea that one night for Astrid's bachelorette party, we all had to like coordinate and wear nude. And then we were at the bachelorette party and someone's like, what color nude dress are you wearing? And I'm like, come again? What? I was like, I have like a purple and green, like hot neon green outfit. And you...
Oh, it was like lime green, bright orange, snake print. I'm like...
And like, I was okay. So scared to tell you that I didn't like follow the rules. And you were like, don't worry. You were like so chill. Like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, wear whatever makes you feel comfortable. And I'm like, oh. I was like, who is this Astrid? But I like her. And thank you because I was freaking out. But yeah, maybe just stay in Canada. And you, okay.
I will.
From even the side, I look like Tom Sandoval. Okay.
You look just like him. Like, I actually think you could schedule interviews with like all the media outlets and just say you're him.
But the only thing is he has really, really good Botox. I'm going to say one nice thing about him. He does have great Botox in the forehead. And right now I am not, I'm late on my Botox appointment. So I'm moving a lot. And that's the only difference I feel like. But other than that, like, I got it down. Okay. Well, today is the day you've all been waiting for. You guys have been begging and begging me to recap the season of Vanderpump Rules. And since Astrid and I basically have our own weekly recaps over the phone, I decided it was time. But we're going to skip my ADHD thoughts today because honestly, Vanderpump's the only thing I'm fucking thinking about anyway. So are you ready to Vanderpump it up?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I was like trying to be a nice person, even to Spider, my producer, because he probably is like, what the hell is going on? But I was trying to break down like the show in kind of, I was trying to break it down for people that don't watch the show or understand it, but it's too far gone. Like there's no way to explain it to like a person that doesn't.
I saw one meme and it said that imagine if Rachel and Chandler were having an affair. So Chandler's cheating on Monica. And Joey knows the entire time, like putting it in friends terms, like that's how monumental this is.
Okay. The fact that I know exactly what you're talking about, we have the same algorithm on our phone because I see every time we call each other, we have the same information to share. So maybe we should talk to other people or follow accounts
other than just Bravo accounts. No, like, all I follow is like nails and Bravo accounts. Like, how am I doing my nails and who's cheating on who and what housewife is getting how much money?
We have serious issues, but you know what? This is what Girls Night's about. We get to let loose on what we care about. And you know what? Bubble bath nails is for you. And Astrid wears bubble bath color nails since 1993. Pass it on. Okay. Well, look, I think we should.
I have prints.
Wow. Oh, where is it? You're moving on.
I have little flowers. I know. I'm like cool now with my nails.
Dude, I'm so proud of you. Okay. I think we should just recap last night's episode, which was a shit show in itself. Like every episode is getting better and better. So I don't think we have enough time to go throughout the whole season.
No, the first half of the season is pointless because now we're getting into the good stuff.
So last night started out with Katie and Lala start off the episode and they're talking about Raquel and Sandoval. And at this moment, they have no idea what's happening. That's what's so crazy. So the scandal hasn't broke yet while they were filming this. And they're kind of already like playing with the idea of Raquel and Tom Sandoval together and just like kind of like laughing it off like it's not really a thing. But it's really fucking happening. This entire season, Raquel and Tom Sandoval are fornicating. I don't know why.
Well, I think
there.
I think that's what's crazy is that you having this conversation based on him, her, and Schwartz kissing, right? So, like, they just don't like her, and they're just talking shit, and they have no idea how bad it's really going to be. Like, it's weird to watch them have even like an inkling of like, oh, she only is into guys that are with other girls, when it's like the most accurate thing in the world.
And it's crazy because if you didn't know what Raquel did prior, like during the season, like let's just say the scandal didn't hit, you would kind of, she kind of gets a good edit. You know what I mean? Like
they look like mean girls. Like they're just like not like, cause she looks like she's been freed of James.
Yeah.
And she's like finally coming into herself and like, okay, she gets drunk and makes out a little bit, but like it's so innocent. Like she's not sleeping with anyone's boyfriend. Turns out, like it's so much worse.
Because you see her like kind of getting freed from James, as you said, and she's just kind of like finding herself. Like she can't do pageants anymore, so she was like kind of like even when she was talking about her depression and stuff with when she went on a date with Man Bun Peter, she was talking about how like. Her whole life she does pageants. I don't know what that keeps coming. Her whole life she does pageants. And then when she turns 27, I guess she wasn't allowed to anymore. So she was talking about like that, like she can't do that anymore. She's just kind of depressed. I kind of like felt for her a lot of scenes. You know what I mean? But like, then I'm like, okay, Alexis, no, like she's
like, then you remember. You remember.
But if you take that away, she kind of like, It's just so mind-blowing. Okay, so Katie and Lala, they like talk about how Tom and Raquel are canoodling, and then Tom go to get a sandwich, and I don't know why. I just can't. Tom Sandoval is having a full-blown midlife crisis on national television, and we are witnessing it.
Like, watching it.
He's also trying to make a story.
He's trying to craft a story. Yes, he's trying to craft a story of where he wants us to go with Ariana. And it's so mind-boggling because we know from, you know, being obsessed with the show that he told Schwartz after that kiss at the wedding that him and Raquel were hooking up. So we know this entire conversation.
Bullshit.
Is all bullshit. And like, I felt so triggered watching this conversation when Sandoval says that, like, yeah, I would fertilize the eggs. As someone who's gone through IVF, it's like you are sleeping with her friend, but you're also considering putting your disgusting cheater sperm in her wonderful pure eggs to turn them into devil embryos. Like, you piece of shit. How big of a narcissist could you possibly be?
And there was two parts in that scene that made me, the entire scene made me uncomfortable, but like he did this thing with his sunglasses when he got the sandwich and he was like, yeah, I'm going to fertilize her eggs. Did you see that part? And I was like, watch it again, because I know you will. But he like pulled his sunglasses down, like because it's all acting right now. He's like not being truthful, but he pulled.
And he's overacting as himself.
Yeah. So the sunglasses, I was like, dude, what the hell? Like he literally pulled up and was like, yeah, I'm going to fertilize her eggs. So I was like, okay, that's creepy. And then Tom Schwartz saying that he's not into Raquel and that she likes somebody else and then has his fingers like all over. I was like, dude. I love Swartz. It's hard not to like him.
Same. I love him.
Because he's just like, he's not a bad person. He's just in a bad situation. And I feel like he needs to remove himself from Tom Sandoval. But they've been best friends for so long. They're in business together. But I just think that it's so hard not to like him. But at the same time, it's like so cringy to watch. Like, do not follow this man down this path because it's not working out good for you, buddy, you know?
No. He's going to take you all down with him. And like, I just wonder if they are cringing as much as we are watching those scenes. Like, are they like, oh, we really did a good job here acting this one out. You know, it's like they obviously like called each other before And it's like, okay, so can you kind of bring up that Ariana is like, you know, a little bit bossy, like whatever. And then I'll just be like, but I just want to make her happy and fertilize her eggs. It's like, imagine this conversation. While they all know what's going on. It's ridiculous. I hate them.
Tom Schwartz goes, so how are things with you and Ariana? And Tom Sandoval goes, well, like, I bring her coffee every morning. And she's like, oh my God, Tom, thank you for my coffee. And then Tom Schwartz goes, well, does she reciprocate? And Tom Sandoval is like, so serious, and just goes, no. And I'm like, okay, this is not working. We got to keep it moving. I just kept rewinding it and then watching it on that clip on Instagram 1,000 times. So it's just the food.
But would we have believed it if we didn't know it? What we knew, again, would we be watching this? And what would we be thinking? Like, would we think something of it? Would we think, okay, they're being like ridiculous. And what is this shirt at the sandwich? Whatever, sandwich truck, but
it's a food truck.
You look just like him. Stop laughing like that. Creeping me out. Like, I'm talking shit about Sandoval to Sandoval. No.
Okay. I'm done. Okay. So, a newcomer this season is James's girlfriend, Allie, who kind of like started. Like, who would have thought that she kind of like is the one that saw Tom and Raquel dancing at the Abbey. At 1 a.m. But I really,
which, like, do you find it's a little embarrassing? These people are all in their 40s still going to the Abbey in LA. I'm like, you guys, it's not cool anymore. Like, stop it.
Well, even like Tom Sandoval couldn't even stop drinking for like 4 days to get the sperm, right? Like, he just couldn't even do that. So the fact that they get drunk every single day, like, they party every day. I party on a Saturday. I'm hungover till Thursday. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how that is. Like, I don't know.
Like, I have one too many bubblies and I'm like, oh my God, I had too much carbonation today. Like, how are these people drinking all the time?
No, it's insane. And it also shows that, like, he really didn't. He's not really committed if he can't stop drinking for 3 days. You know what I mean? To Ariana.
For sure.
But Allie drops the bomb of Sandoval and Raquel dancing at the Abbey at 1 a.m. And James kind of guides her to tell Sheena. And Sheena probably watched this scene of her and Allie and cringed because she stuck up for Raquel like there was no other.
So
she
much.
Was like, Raquel would never do that. Katie and Lala are bitches. Like, so it just shows you that this shit wasn't like, this was.
They didn't know. They didn't know. Like, it seemed so ridiculous that even with every single proof that they would have shown these people, they would have been like, yeah, but no, they wouldn't do this in people's face at the Abbey, or like, they wouldn't do this to Ariana. You know what I mean? That's what I had in my notes too, is like, Sheena is being such a good friend. And the fact that it all snowballed into what it did, to where Raquel had a restraining order against her, this must just infuriate Sheena so much watching it back.
Like,
knowing that Sheena's being,
she was so
the
pissed.
Best friend possible.
Yeah. And she was like, I would trust Raquel in the same bed as Brock. Like, and I would dance with Tom Sandoval at the Abbey at 1 p.m. And I'm like, okay, why does everybody want to go to the Abbey at 2 a.m. with this guy? You know what I mean? And I'm just picturing, like, I want to know what kind of song they were dancing to. I feel like Tom Sandoval smells like cigarettes, Red Bull, sweat, and like, Raquel's perfume.
Axe cologne or something.
Yeah, something like
he definitely wears too much cologne.
Yeah. Well, I smell good though, so that's all that matters. Yeah, and then like he plays in the band. And fun fact, I had no idea that he pays his band members. Actually, I don't want to say fun fact. Let's say allegedly this is a fun fact, just in case, because he pays his band members to perform with him. I didn't know that. Did you?
So then does he just make all the money? He just pays them to be in the band and he makes all the money off of like the shows and stuff like that?
Okay, I didn't know that much. I don't know that much, but like that's what I know.
Let's just start that rumor. Yeah. They don't even want to be in his band.
Yeah, they don't even want to be there. That's the point. Like, I mean, what would you rank his singing level? Should I start like FaceTiming people like with this outfit? I mean, with this on all day? What would you think?
You don't want to give anyone a heart attack.
The laughing, I can't. What would you rank his singing performance? Because, like, I honestly don't think it's, like, the worst I've ever heard. But it's definitely...
I think, again, like, I think Tom Sandoval is, like, acting what he would imagine a rock star is like. Like, I just think he is so inauthentic to me now. Like, now I just don't buy any of it. So even when I watch him, like, sing in his band, I'm like, you're just doing what you think somebody in a band would do. But then, like,
he is.
I don't know.
Astrid, he's. I'm telling you, he is going through a midlife crisis, and we are witness. Like, it's insane. He's doing the most random thing. Like, I don't remember season 2, season 1, him painting his nails. I just remember him shaving his forehead.
No, like, this it is started like last season.
Yeah, I feel because how old are they now?
He's 40 or like 41.
Really?
Yes.
Tom Sandoval is 40 years old?
40.
Okay, I didn't know
like
that.
34 with Botox, but legally 40.
Like Tom and Tom are 40 years old.
40 years old.
I'm not saying that's old, but I'm just saying like I feel like watching them for so long, I think they're 21 in my head forever. You know what I mean? Or like in their 20s.
The show's been on for like 10 years. Years probably.
Yeah.
Right. So like, no, he's 40.
I just, okay. The mustache is prickling my nose hairs. Well, I got my mustache threaded yesterday, but if I didn't get this mustache, I could have just worn my own. Okay, so then James throws like a beach party. He invites everybody. And James, I have to say, I am loving the season because he's just the comedic relief. Like, it's so stressful. It's so intense. But James has a way of just like... Like, out loud every time he talks. I think it might be
And he's
accent.
The most reasonable one. Yeah. Like, I think maybe it's Allie making him really reasonable, but, I find myself agreeing with James over anyone else. I'm like, he's the voice of reason. He's funny. Like, he is what I'm here to watch. Thank you, James.
I know. And then he, like, told Lala to back off of Raquel. Like, I thought that was a very mature move. Like, because she was like, okay, you said your piece. Now let her be. And I'm like, okay. Okay, James. Like, and then we see kind of James, kind of, you know how he is in the back. I miss the old
okay,
James.
Okay, but first we have to discuss how unathletic James Schwartz are trying to catch the football. I was laughing so hard. Like, they're literally the most unathletic men I've ever seen in my entire life. I could catch a football better than that.
That scene was, like, I think...
You look so much like Sandoval. I can't talk to you.
Okay. Like the acetone, I think I'm like getting high or something from the mustache. It's like I'm inhaling it. No, so the beach day was like fucking hilarious. Yeah, they clearly can't catch a football. They stick to reality TV. But James gets so furious and he goes back to James like back of the day, which sometimes I like to see. Just for my own selfish pleasure.
Yeah.
But Tom Schwartz said a really bad joke about, because James booked a festival, okay? He is
like a big one.
Yeah. And I'm so proud of him. I genuinely am so proud of him. He's like opening up for Cascade. And in James's eyes, if you don't know who Cascade is, he's the biggest DJ in the world. And he's like, and I'm opening up for him. And he's like, dreams do come true. And when he said that, like, I was like, I'm so proud of him, you know, like
agreed
for Tom Schwartz to like kind of say that joke when like he's so proud to get the Imagine Festival. But like, so I kind of wouldn't throw a drink at him, but it was a bad joke. And then it kind of like spiraled and then he was just like flipping out. And then Sheena pulled Tom Sandoval aside and broke down the news. And that's when kind of shit hit the fan. And then Tom kind of just like, there was no hiding that something is going on. He was sweating. He was like screaming at Katie. And it's just, and then there was the scene at the end of the episode when the producer asked Tom Sandoval if him and Raquel ever cheated or ever even like touched or done anything. And it was so cringeworthy, but he was just like, no, no. Like, what are you talking about? Like, me and Raquel, no. No, No.
I wouldn't do anything with Raquel that I wouldn't do with Katie. Yeah, like, it was like, but you can see his wheels turning, trying to come up with a lie. Like, it wasn't just like a, what are you talking about? No, this would never be a thing. It's just like, no. And he's like smiling when he's saying it.
The smile?
So creepy.
It's like, yeah, this.
And 40-year-old man. 40-year-old man, okay?
And it's just so obvious that he keeps saying, like, no, like, what would you, like, what are you thinking? And then he would be like, but if it's the truth, why would I, like, he'll just, like, say little things like that. And it just is so, this is the most insane television show I've ever watched. My dad is actually watching it right now. Tyler is very invested. How's Kevin doing? Spider told me that he's watching it.
Kevin's not into it yet. Every time it's on, he's like, yeah, I'm so embarrassed for you for caring this much about the show. But I told him, like, he has to watch the end and the reunion with me, because I told him, like, you don't need to watch the first few episodes. Like, you're just going to talk shit. And he's right. These people are ridiculous, and it is a little embarrassing. Like, I probably have things I could be doing for my child instead of watching Vanderpump, but, like, whatever. Okay. This is just what makes me happy. It's like
our therapy.
Okay. So, but I think next week I'm going to make him start. I think the beginning of next week, really this week, he should have watched. I might still make him watch it, so I can watch it a third time. And then he really has to start next week.
Oh, I forgot to mention the part when Lala and Tom Schwartz got into a fight. And
when he just kept eating the wing, that's when I was like, I want to hate him, but I love him so much.
And he's like, you're a good
like
mom.
After fight, he's like, this is so good. come back.
And I love Lala, but when he said, give him Lala, who the fuck is Lala? Like, I kind of like chuckled a little bit, because he's like, you're so corny. But
Sandoval goes, Lala, it's not even a real name. Well, Raquel is Rachel, so who is Sandoval to make fun of anyone's name?
Okay, but what's Lala's real name?
Lauren.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to know that. I want to go back to Lala. I mean, I like Lauren, but Lala, I like give them Lala better. But Tom Schwartz, like, he's been kind of sticking up for himself throughout the episodes, like, more and more to Tom Sandoval. So I feel like he's kind of exploding inside. Like, they can't fake. This is a reality show. Obviously, we know from experience that, like, yeah, they put you in situations that are normally not what you would do. But this is their real, like, they're
like, you are who you are. They can't make you do stuff. They can, like, put a little idea in your head that makes you spiral out of control if you're, like, on Adderall and drinking too much, which they all are, like, cracked out every episode. But, like, they can't physically make you do something that you don't want to do.
No, I know. And I just feel like we might not see this man that I am dressed up as next season. So
nobody will film with him. I can't imagine anybody would want to film with him.
And there was just a TMZ video that came out. I mean, like, it's a thing too. Like, it's following me everywhere. I'm getting my nails done. It's on the TV. Like, so you know what? We needed to talk about it. But there was a video of Tom Sandoval. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. That was Tom Sandoval, not me. I was just a character for a second. But oh my God. Okay. No, but there was a video that TMZ posted about how he was walking. And he's like, so is Raquel really in a mental health facility, or is she at, like, a 5-star resort or something? Because I think that was a rumor. And he had these sunglasses on. That's why I'm wearing them. And he was saying that, no, she is. I was at a resort, like, sticking up for her. And this was yesterday. So I don't know if they're still in cahoots. But then the interviewer said, now that you guys are celebrities, and he smiled. Like, he went from being so pissed. And then 2 seconds later, the guy mentioned that he's a celebrity now. And he grins so, like, the grins and the tongue movement. I don't know what's happening, but I was
cocaine.
Okay. No. Okay, I don't do cocaine. So I don't know.
No, not you.
No, I know.
I get it.
You got it.
I think when you're right, he's having a midlife crisis, but I think he's like proud. Like, I think he's like, he's like proud of the fact that he got Raquel, because he in his mind thinks she's just like young and hot and making him feel more youthful, to where like, I don't think he's really sorry. I think he's sorry because people hate him, but I think he would do it again.
Oh, 100%. I think the show is so successful, like, because it was built on four people that were only out for themselves. It was built with Stassi. I love Stassi. And I love Vanderpump. I love the cast. I love everybody. They bring me so much joy. They brought me so much joy during times I needed it the most. But it started with Stassi, Kristen, Jax, and Tom Sandoval. Those four people started the show.
Yes. All of them.
So it was literally a path for a great television show, because they don't give a shit about anybody. They were all, they only cared about them, like Jax.
And they're also righteous, because when they show the flashbacks of like Sandoval being like, how could you ever sleep with like your friend's girl, like your girlfriend's friend and your friend's girl, like all of these things, it's like, but you're doing the same thing. Like, you guys all have cheated on each other this entire time. But this obviously takes it to like the next, this is worse than anything. Like, if you put everything Jax did together, this is worse than all of Jax's things.
Because Ariana and Raquel, and Ariana like sticking up for Raquel this entire season, I cannot watch. Like, she, like Katie calls her a hoe, and she's like, no, she's not a hoe. Lisa Vanderpump says Raquel's okay. She didn't do anything wrong. Ariana sticks up for her. And every single time you're just like, oh my God. But we're going to wrap it up quick, because I know you have a child to take care of. But do you think that Tom Schwartz was a decoy throughout this all? Like, do you think that he was playing?
I think it wasn't like a decoy to the Sandoval thing. I think it was just like for Raquel to have a storyline. I think Sandoval was probably like, you need to have a story and do this and be the strong, independent. I think he was like coaching her to be like queen bee of the season. More than I think he was like, do this to get the heat off of us. I think he just wanted to see his little Bambi shine, you know, this season.
Astrid, I wrote down in my notes, I think Tom Sandoval literally you told Raquel how to act, how to be this entire season. So, you know what? I feel like Tom, after a few drinks, I got to spice it up.
Okay, but last thing we have to discuss is the preview, because the preview was the best part of the entire episode. Like, that alone, I think I watched 20 times, because I just needed to understand everything that's coming up.
Okay, so can you explain to the people that haven't watched it how it is? Because Tyler was sleeping at this point, and I was trying to watch it, but I couldn't put it loud because he kept yelling at me. But I was watching it, but I couldn't watch the 7-minute one because I was getting in trouble. So
I don't know if I watched the extended one. I just watched the one at the end of the episode. But basically, the gist of what's happening next week is that while Ariana is away to bury her grandmother that she was very close to after she just lost her dog, like, she's going through
it. She's having such a bad year.
A bad time. She just like needs people in her corner.
Yeah.
So while she is mourning away, burying her grandmother, I guess Sandoval has Raquel spend the night at his house, at their house, at him and Ariana's house. And people somehow find out. I'm not sure how people find out, but that's what this whole next episode is about. And the scene when Ken comes in and nonchalantly, this is like Lisa telling Ken, okay, darling, in 20 minutes, can you walk into the kitchen, drop a bomb, and leave? This is Vanderpump doing her Vanderpump best. It's like so obvious. We don't think Ken would just walk into the kitchen and say, oh, I can't believe Raquel spent the night at his house. And Lisa's like, oh, he did? That's right, he did. Like, she acts so shocked. And do this in front of Katie
because
they want Katie to take it back to everybody else. And then obviously, like, things are going to blow up.
I know this is a side note, but how do you feel about Katie's new man? He's nice.
Seems nice.
He seems very nice. He seems so nice. Yeah. I'm so happy for her, though. Like, he feels like
the fact that he was able to like sit there and not say anything while all of these people were screaming at each other at the beach at the restaurant. It's like,
And the cast, the cast is so divided. It's like insane. Like it's so sad because I feel like in a weird way it's coming to an end. I don't think it will come to an end, but just the cast as we know it.
Because this draws the line. Yeah. Like, you're on one side or you're on the other. You can't, like, you know how, like, Sheena was always, like, so well known for trying to, like, walk the line and be, like, friends with everyone and, like,
I love Sheena, not really, by the way.
Same. She's same. Just, like, she's, I've really come around to her. I think she is, like, the sweetest. She's, like, a great friend. And she just having her babies and in love with Brock and just happy. Like, I love it. I love a happy Sheena.
I love a happy Sheena, too. It comes a long way when she was like, people come up to me and call me Britney Spears all the time. Said I look like Britney Spears. And I was in her singing days. Because you're good as gold. Because you're good as gold. Okay, sorry. Continue.
No, I love her. But anyways, she used to always try to walk the line to where she wanted to be like friends with Stassi and them, but still be friends with Kristen and Ariana. Like, she always wanted to be in the middle. She never wanted to pick sides.
Yeah.
This is now a monumental change, life-changing event where these people have to pick a side. You can't be on both people's sides. So, like, we'll get a next season where it's like the fallout from all of this and Ariana just like being her best self and whatever, whatever. And then she finds somebody new. But then where does it go?
Yeah.
Because these people hate each other.
And Raquel just literally lied all season. So she was saying how she wants to be a better person and how she is really turning a new leaf. She would never be with a marriage. Like, everything she's saying is so hypocritical. And she literally believed that this was going to air. She was going to be loved. Everybody was going to see her as this James-free woman just living a single life, and it backfired because
big time.
You had to masturbate on camera. It's all because you had to masturbate on camera. Like, I feel bad too because I'm neglecting all my other Bravo shows because Vanderpump is just there's you can't.
But none of them are really as good. None of them are as good right now. So it's like a letdown every time you watch a different one. It's like, okay, Teresa and Melissa fighting again about the same thing for 10 years. Like, who cares? Anyone cheating?
What's going on? No, like, I find myself watching Housewives or something else, and my brain is just, like, watching, scrolling on Vanderpump, like, watching clips on Bravo breaking news on Vanderpump Rules.
I've literally gone on the Vanderpump Reddit page just to, like, make sure I haven't missed a single thing. Like, that's how consumed I am.
Reddit is the scariest place ever. Why would you even go down that road? Oh, I mean, I get, because they have
because it lists, like, it'll list every single TMZ article in chronological order, basically, to where it's like, in case I missed something, because, like, I been parenting for 48 hours and I haven't quite gotten on Instagram. It's like, I know I can catch up really quick, like before bed, so I can dream about it.
On that note, I think it's time. There's some things that you should keep to yourself. And that was it.
Well, I okay. have nightmares about the way you look today. So just know that.
I can't. Oh my God. I love you so much. I also want you to talk about, before you leave, where everybody can find you and the foundation.
For sure. So you can find me on Instagram. I think I'm still just at Astrid Locke. I don't think that's like, changed yet.
I'm telling Kevin, like, you should change your last
name. I know. It's like so much work to change your name. You know, I think you should change it too much. Like, I just planned an entire wedding and I have to push a baby out. So I'm busy.
Two. You had two.
I know. But I am part of Fertility Friends Foundation, so I have been posting links to raise some money. They help give people who are struggling with fertility grants so they can start treatments because they're crazy expensive. I think for Augie, we paid like $30,000, so that's not money a lot of people have. So if you want to donate, I have that link in my bio on my Instagram. Oh yeah, it's crazy expensive. Just to like test the embryos genetically was like $4,000 just to like make sure we could transfer ones that would stick. Like, it's crazy.
But Augie was so worth it because he's the cutest baby ever. He really is.
I always say I got what I paid for. It's like getting a designer bag versus a bag at Target, you know? It's gonna like just be better.
The investment was worth it. And honestly, I feel like I sorry, I can't stop staring. I can't stop staring at myself because I did a fucking good
so
job.
Much you look so much like him. This is what I imagine he looks like strolling in at 6 a.m. after a night at the Abbey.
My mustache is crooked. Okay, I love you so much. Thank you for joining me on my first YouTube video. I am so scared what people are going to say, but here we go. I love you.
And love you so much.
Like, should I just go throughout the whole day like this?
No.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all-new episode of Girls Night every Tuesday, and make sure to follow us on social media at @AlexisWaters_ and at Girls Night Hangout, where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind-the-scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand at WhoNation by Alexis and use code BLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.